Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Podcast. This is Todd Trantham and I'll be your host for the show today. Today we're going to be talking about the North Carolina School Report Card with our guest on the show, Dr. Nolte, our Associate Superintendent. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nolte.
Thank you for interviewing me today about our state report card. I appreciate you hosting today.
So as we were prepping for this, we looked back and we have been part of doing this state report card for more than 15 years. Didn't really realize it was that long, and it made me feel a little old when I remember when we started doing these report cards.
Well, I think
cards.
Your younger brain works better because you remembered it being longer than I did. And so anyway, what did we look up, 01, 02, something
yeah,
like
so
that?
Yeah, so we have been doing this for quite a while. They have changed over time, but
yeah,
we have been doing these for quite a while. But the North Carolina State School Report Cards, which are issued to districts as well as to each individual school. Tell us a little bit about the information that's there, but tell us just what is this report card?
Well, let me give you a general answer first, then maybe we can tease out some of the specifics. In general, this is just a way that our state, Department of Public Instruction, and General Assembly, the state legislative representatives and the state senators, have created a uniform report to the public about schools. It's not subjective. We may like the way they put this data together or not like the way they put it together, but it's basically a fairly comprehensive report that compares information from school to school in specified areas across the state. So it's a really good way to look at your child's school or your child's school district, and I think it's even better if you look at that your child's school or school district and then browse around in there and look at lots of others to get a good comparative picture. And so that's really the purpose.
So specifically, Dr. Nolte, what would a person find if they went and started looking in these school report cards?
Well, they're going to find five or six areas, and I'm going to compile those or sort of compile some of those together to tell you what you're going to find when you go and look there. The first thing you're going to find is just a profile, a data profile of the school or the district. And it's going to tell you things like the average size of schools in the district, the average elementary school size, middle school size, high school size, or for schools it's going to tell you the number of students that they have in kindergarten or first grade or sixth grade or high school. It's going to give you some information about average course sizes or class sizes. Is going to give you some information about student attendance. So the first big area is sort of a profile, just a, you know, nuts and bolts, when, where kind of information. The second is it's going to dig down a little bit deeper into the school environment, and it's going to tell you about things that relate to safety. So it's going to tell you about criminal acts that are reported related to the school, and those are pretty low at most schools, but it'll give you those ratios for the previous years, and it's also going to give you information about short-term and long-term suspensions of students from those schools, so you can compare those across like schools. So it gives you a picture of the safety environment, and of course this doesn't tell the whole picture. As you well know, we have safety plans and we do drills with law enforcement and all that kind of stuff, but it gives you a snapshot comparison of the sort of the environment and the safe nature of the environment. And then the third thing I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about, because we publicize this all the time as a school system. People will see, you know, articles every year about our test scores coming out. They'll see that we've moved in the last 4 or 5 years out of 115 school systems from 17th to 15th to 11th into the top 10%, and that even a decade ago the numbers weren't as good back then, but as best we can determine, you know, 10, 12 years ago we were somewhere around 40th. If someone said, "Oh, you were 37th or 38th, well, we wouldn't argue with them.
Right.
But basically when you go to school performance, it's going to tell you in that school or in that district the number of students who did not pass test, level one, they're not, or level two, they're not proficient, and the percentage or number of students who scored well, even level five, which is above grade level. So that's interesting to look at. And then also under performance, it's basically going to give you information on every assessment that is a standardized state or federal assessment. Everything from third grade reading to high school biology and English 2 and things like that. So, and we do well in those areas, but that's really, that's the third area. And then the fourth and fifth areas in the school report card, if people choose to go and look it up, I'll combine those together. It's really about the quality of the adults who work in the school, especially those adults who impact learning. Okay, so there's a lot of information about the qualifications of teachers and administrators. It tells you the percentage of teachers that you would have in your school as compared to other teachers across other schools across the state, and it would tell you the qualifications of those teachers in terms of how many years of experience they have and what their training is and their degrees, and also the turnover rate. And it does very similar things with principals. So it gives you a really good picture of the quality, qualifications and characteristics of teachers and administrators who impact teaching and learning. So those are the main areas, and you can drill down, and they're color-coded charts, pretty graphics. I hope some of you will go and look if you haven't already. This information's been out probably by the time the podcast airs a month or so, but we didn't want anyone to miss it if they weren't notified by their individual schools. There's a lot of data that's really easy to read, and there are charts with columns and pie charts and all kinds of other ways to present the data.
So, Dr. Nolte, most of our parents should have at this point received information on how to access the school report card if they would like to. But we also may have some parents that may not have gotten that information. We may have some community members listening that would like to have access to
this information. Yeah, Grandmama may be listening, and Mama didn't share the information with Grandmama.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff.
So how would someone get their hands on a copy of this information?
Well, we want you to have it, so we're going to give you several things. I think the quickest, most efficient way, if you have internet access, is just to dial up Haywood County Schools, www.haywoodcountyschools.com. You can sort of Google that website, and we'll pop up, and you'll recognize us. And we have a news feed with news articles that scroll across, and you can just look back. If it's not one of the ones that's showing there, you can look back and find this podcast probably, plus where Mr. Trentham, have actually posted up the link to the website that has all the schools on it, and there's a place on that page where you can also find the district information.
Exactly.
So that's the easiest way to do it. If you don't have internet access, or you try it and it doesn't work, then I just go by my local school or pick up the phone and call them and say, can I get a copy of that report card? They're probably going to tell you what I just told you, and you can say, I tried that, it didn't work. Just ask them to give you a paper one. They can leave one at the front desk for you, send it home with the child, stick it in the mail, attach it to an email. We want to get it to you. It's really good information.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you for being with us and being our guest on the show today. Listeners, I appreciate you being with us and listening. Have a safe and great day.